The resurrected Christ is not merely resuscitated. Lazarus was resuscitated. He was dead, he was brought back to life, but he was brought back to the same life he had enjoyed before he died. He was simply resuscitated. Jairus' daughter, resuscitated. The widow's son, resuscitated. But when Jesus comes back now, it is qualitatively a whole different matter. Jesus is resurrected. And throughout many of these gospel accounts of people kind of encountering the risen Christ for the first time, it's not immediately apparent to them who he is. Mary thinks he's the gardener. It takes the disciples who go out to go fishing some time to recognize that it's the Lord. The two disciples on the road to Emmaus don't know Jesus. There's something that's qualitatively different about the resurrected Christ. Not only that, he isn't limited in the same way he was when he was on earth before the resurrection. For example, he can go all over the place. He's here 1 minute and then miles away the next. He looks like the gardener. We're not our hearts burning within us. He walks through walls. His glorified body gives us a foretaste of what awaits us if we believe. But it's hard to believe. It's hard to believe that Jesus is truly risen from the dead, because our lives have too many examples where Jesus doesn't appear to have won the victory over death and suffering. There still is a lot of suffering and a lot of death in our world. But as the disciples and apostles will gradually know, coming to its fulfillment on the Feast of Pentecost, Jesus is indeed risen. He is alive. And so too can we share in his glory.